Good morning, Life Church. Good morning. Good morning over here. Good morning in the middle. Good morning over here. It's so wonderful to see everybody here today. I love it. Thanks for coming to church today. If you're a guest, thank you for coming. We want to say welcome home. We're so glad you're here. Hey, let's just do this. Church, if you're really glad that people come to visit with us, will you show them a little love with a clap? Come on, we do. We're so glad you're here. So glad you're here. We're a very welcoming family, and so welcome to the family. Welcome home. So glad you're here. I do want to remind you that if you want to find out more about our church, you can go to our Next Step class. It begins every first Sunday of the month, and so you can jump in, sign up online, and you can learn about our ministries. You can learn about how to get involved, and so many great things through our Next Step class. Speaking of getting involved, we had a dramatic life group video. So would love for you to jump in a life group today. After you leave this message today full of inspiration, you can go, that's a joke, people, go with me. But you can, no, it's for real. We're going to be inspired today. Come on. What am I saying? I got to speak positively. You wait, you hear my message, you'll find out how funny that is. Hey, outside, there are places for you to sign up to be in a life group. If you're not ready to sign up, go along and find out what's available. Maybe you will see those things and you can sign up online after that. What else do I want to announce before we get started? Pastor Gina mentioned our Wednesday night prayer meetings we've had. So we're in 21 days of prayer. And we've been reading a devotion together, and three times we've been meeting at our church offices, our complex, and having prayer nights there on Wednesday nights. And I'll just say it like this. Last Wednesday night was probably my favorite prayer night that I've ever been a part of. And I've been in a lot of prayer meetings, like a lot. And Wednesday night was amazing. So I want to invite you to come this Wednesday. We'd love for you to come out, 7 p.m. We do want to remind you that we do not have childcare. We do not have space in our little complex for kids to be running around, so be aware of that when you come. If you can get a babysitter, it'd be great. But we want you to come. It's been so amazing. So that's this Wednesday, 7 p.m. Awesome. Let's see. Is there anything else I need to talk about before we get started? I think I've covered it all. Let's just go to a message. You want a message today? Do you come to hear the word? All right. Awesome. My sermon title today is The Weight of Your Words. That's why you need to say, like, nice things about yourself. Here's the deal. Our words have creative power in them. Whenever you speak something good or bad, we give life to whatever we're saying. That's why your words have weight. We probably ought to pray and jump into that. Father, I ask that you would help me to use your words to inspire us to live for you, God. Lord, we pray that as I speak today, that we would all lean in, open hearts to hear what you have for us, God. Help us to be not only hearers of your word, but doers of your word. Lord, I thank you that there is a fresh kind of move of your spirit in our church. I thank you for our worship team that helps take us into the presence of God. I thank you for the prayer nights we've had. Lord, they've been so powerful. God, use those to build something in our house beyond what we can do in our own efforts. And so, Lord, we love you. You're amazing, God. In Jesus' name, can I get a great amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's just jump straight to the book of Psalms. The first verse I want to read you out of Psalms 107, 1 through 2 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so."
So.
Thank you. So. Everybody say so.
So.
If you're redeemed, you know that the Lord is so good. You know that his love is so great. His mercy is so deep. His grace is so amazing. The Bible even says that God so loved us. So, like there's something special about that word so. But what he's wanting us to do is, if we're redeemed, to be able to align our words with what we believe. So if you believe that the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever, then we would say,
so.
All right, not bad. Proverbs 18:21. It says this. It says, the tongue, meaning our words, has power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Our words have the power of life and death in them. You are where you are today in a large part due to what you have said about yourself and your future. You are in a large part where you are today. Words are like seeds. And when you speak something out, they get planted and they begin to grow. And over time, they produce fruit in your life. They're like seeds that get planted. Your words give life to something that becomes your reality. So whether you realize it or not, church, you're prophesying to yourself. You're prophesying about your future. Now, that's really good when you say great things. It's really great when you say things like, I am blessed and I am strong in the Lord. Like, that's a great thing to say for yourself and about your future. It's great to say, my faith is growing. It's great to say those things. You're prophesying. You're planting seeds in the ground that will grow and bear fruit in your life. It's great when you say, with God's help, I can accomplish anything. That's prophesying. Listen, that's not positivity. That's prophesying. Because the Bible says that our words have life and death in them. The redeemed of the Lord should say, we should say what God is saying. We should have faith in what we say. But some people are actually prophesying their own destruction because they say things like, oh, I'll never get that job. They say things like, oh, it's just too hard. They'll say something like, well, it's flu season. I bet I get sick this year. I bet you do too. I'll never find my perfect spouse. I'll never find Mr. or Mrs. Wright. I'm probably going to fail my test in chemistry. Life is just too hard. Listen, if these are the seeds you are planting, then don't be surprised when your life is difficult and, you know, life is spiraling downhill and you don't get the breaks and you can barely have your needs met. If you speak negativity, you're planting a harvest of problems. Amen? Amen? Some people, I think, are planting cactus seeds hoping for an apple tree. We say that, listen, I said it just then. We're so programmed to say things that are negative. I started out with, and this total slip, but I said something to the fact that I won't inspire with by what I say. How bad is that? You don't want to be here today if I don't have something that's going to inspire you. You're like, come on, Pastor, do better than that. Listen, our words have to line up with what God is saying. You can't talk negatively and expect a positive life. You can't have a poor mouth and expect a rich life. Listen, if you have a poor mouth, you know you're going to have a poor life. Let's look at another verse. James. It's the book of James, chapter 3, 9. It says, with the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings. With our words, we have the ability to praise or curse. Our words have so much power in them, and we can choose to praise and bless, or we can choose to curse. I believe you can either bless your life or curse your life by your words. Are you blessing your life? Are you cursing your life? Our words can bless our future or they can curse our future. Every time you say things like, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, my marriage will always struggle. Or if you say, my kids will never get a job and move out. Kidding. My children both got jobs and moved out. But my point is when you say things that are negative, when you say things that are in a way that is pulling your life down, then your words are going to prophesy your future. You're cursing yourself. You're cursing your own marriage and your future. When you say things like, I'll never break this addiction. I'll never keep this goal. I'll never lose this weight. I'll never write that book. I'll never meet Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. Like, no. We have to stop that language. Stop cursing your future. Come on, with a mouth like that, you don't need the devil coming after you. You're speaking your own destruction. Are you blessing or cursing your life? Hey, just in a kind of a personal way, I felt like in 2019, as I was doing a little reflection, that I found myself in some ways cursing my life. So I was doing a little reflection of 2019, which is helpful to do because you should always learn from mistakes and you should always celebrate the victories. You don't wallow in your mistakes, but it's good to learn from them. And so I was in a learning process about some of 2019, and I was realizing there had been some places in my life that I did not meet some of my own expectations on what I wanted to accomplish in my life. I missed some goals. There were some setbacks in church life. There were just a few difficulties that came our way, and out of that, I had what I would call a low-key depression. Now, just if you know me, you know low-key depression is typically extremely optimistic for the rest of the world. But in my life, it was a low-key depression. I typically am on a scale of 1 to 10, an 11 when it comes to optimism and life is getting better. And so I had dropped it down to like an 8. So, you know, not real bad, but it was me. All right, so just relate to my world. And I was just in this low-key depression. I was just in, you ever just been in a funk in your life? You just were like, it wasn't moving smoothly. And I started, and I remember looking back, and I remember saying some things like this. I said, I guess this is just how it's going to be for us. Like, I say those words now, it tastes like bitter words in my mouth. But I said that. I remember looking back with a conversation with my bride saying, well, we tend to take 2 steps forward and 3 steps back sometimes. I'm cursing us, our church. I found myself even at one point speaking negatively about my age. No, like I'm not that old. But you know, I was doing it. I'm 53. That's not old. That is not old. Amen, people, say that. Now, to you guys that are 20, you're like, you're ancient. But 53 is not that old, I promise you. But somehow in my mind, I started framing my conversation, and I would go to the gym, and I would say things like, well, I did okay today considering my age. Well, it was kind of okay, but what I was doing was limiting myself with my words. I said things like, well, now that I'm older, I probably shouldn't try that. Now, maybe a little wisdom, but the point I'm making is I was framing my mind and my attitude and my words based on a limitation, and I was saying what I couldn't do rather than what God can do. I began to speak negatively about myself, and guess what? I ate my words last year. I injured my shoulder because I spoke negatively about myself. I believe I talked myself into some of that. I sprained a ligament in my big toe. Who does that? I did it walking on the golf course. You know you've cursed yourself when you get hurt golfing. I finished 2019. Weaker, slower, more overweight than when I started the year, and I believe my negative words became my reality. So, 2020, I've gotten a lot smarter, people. I've wised up a little bit. I want you to wise up a little bit about your 2020 as well. So I've changed my confession, my declaration, and so I went to Isaiah 41:31. If you've not read this verse lately, this is a great way to build yourself back up. And I began to say, those who trust in the Lord, and so I just put it personalized. I said, when I trust in the Lord, I find new strength. Now, how do we trust in the Lord? Well, you do 21 days of prayer. I believe the Lord spoke to me and said, during 21 days of prayer, you're going to find new strength in your life, both physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Those who trust in the Lord, I trust in the Lord, I will find new strength. I will soar on wings like eagles. Listen, I'm getting out of the chicken coop and pecking on the ground, and God said, look up and start soaring like an eagle. See your life different and begin to say something different. So now I say, watch me fly, people. Now, I'm not saying that arrogantly. I'm saying what the Word says. I will run and not grow weary. To all my CrossFit buddies, you watch me run this week. I'm going to run like the wind. They will walk. Listen, walk or run, I don't want to faint. I will be strong. Man, you got to reframe your words about your future. I've changed my attitude. I've changed my words. I don't say I'm too old or things won't work out anymore. I don't want to talk that way. Now I'm saying things like I feel stronger. I feel healthier. I feel thinner. I'm even like stretching a little bit and saying, Tim, you look better looking every day. It's a joke. I need to say that every hour, but why not use your words to bless your life instead of cursing your life? If you want to change your future, church, change your words. Amen? I also want to say thank you to the hundreds of people in our church who have been praying for Harriet and I and our staff. I believe that part of the reason why I'm out of my funk today is that we went into 21 days of prayer, and I've heard from so many of you saying you're praying for us, and I appreciate the prayers. I feel the prayers, and I want to say thank you. God works through prayers. Amen? Amen. Our words matter, though. Our words have weight. The Bible says that our words are not just sounds. They're more than a way of communication. Our words have the power to produce life and death in them. And because our words have weight, we should intentionally use our words to align with God's vision for our life. In the book of Job, chapter 22, 28, it says, you also declare a thing. To declare something means to make a statement of faith about something. Declare something, and it will be established for you. So what you declare becomes your future. What you declare by faith gets established in your life. We should declare God's vision. We should declare God's promises over our life and our future. And God says it will be established in our life. So here's the key, church. You need to intentionally send your words out in the direction you want your life to go. Intentionally. The Bible says to declare a thing. Declare a thing. What kind of thing? What are you going to declare in your life? I'm declaring, I'm praying about my future. I'm declaring it. Your words of declaration are like a little construction crew. Some of you have been in construction. I've never built anything in my life, so I'm just telling you what I've heard. But a little construction crew, your words are like a little construction crew with little hammers and little saws. And when you say a thing, when you speak and declare a thing, that little construction crew goes out and starts building it. They start building whatever you're speaking in your life. The things that you declare become established in your life. That's why I and you want to begin to declare your breakthrough. You want to declare that my family is coming back together. You want to declare that my health is being restored. You want to declare that I am blessed, I am strong. You want to declare that 2020 is going to be the best year to date. You want to declare those things. By faith, the Bible says that it will be established for you when you declare a thing. Most people, including myself, just jumping in the boat with all of us, we talk about our current circumstances, especially when they're difficult. Our language tends to line up with our circumstances and not the vision of our life. When we talk about our difficulties all the time, what we're doing is we're establishing ourselves in that defeat. Let me say it another way. Our words perpetuate our problems when we talk about them too much. We perpetuate it. You talk about your problems all the time, you're just going to stay in a cycle of that. So check this cool verse out. I love this verse. Check this verse. This is in Joel. Joel 3:10 says, "Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong." Notice it doesn't say, let the weak talk about how weak they are all day long. Let the weak gather in a life group and complain and criticize their life and curse their life. It doesn't say that. It actually says the exact opposite of that. It says that the weak declare how they will feel because God's hand is on their life. How they will feel because they are redeemed of the Lord. See, you have a right to claim, I am strong, because we know we are redeemed. That's why it says the redeemed of the Lord say,
strong.
Why? Because we're redeemed, so we can take our weak difficulties and circumstances and turn that around and declare, I am strong in the Lord. God has a great future for my life. 2020 is going to be great. Why? Because I am redeemed of the Lord, and we say so. I have a one-point message for you today. Dare to declare your vision in opposition to your current position. Dare to declare your vision in opposition to your current position. So wherever you are was in part due to your words, but wherever you'll be will be in part due to your words. And so I really am not interested too much about your current position, other than I care, I'll pray for you. But I believe God has something for you in 2020 when you align your words to the promises of God in your life. So wherever you are right now, it doesn't matter where you've been, I promise you, you get your words in line and you'll finish somewhere different this year. Your life can be better, your life can be stronger, your life can be healthier, your marriage can be restored, your grades can improve. Nothing is impossible for our God. We need to get our faith on fire. We need to praise God. We need to get our praise on. And we need to get our words in line with our Savior. And let the redeemed of the Lord say, God is so good. He is so merciful. He is so full of grace. Your words have weight. Amen? You agree with that? That's a slow clap. Working our way into it. But I appreciate it. Hey, in the Old Testament, God made a covenant with a man named Abram. And the first thing God did is when he established this covenant with him is he showed him a vision. And so let me take you to the book of Genesis for just a moment. And it says, sometime later, the Lord spoke to Abram in a vision. So we're in a series about vision, and God's giving vision to us. He's giving us hope for our future. So in Genesis chapter 15, 5, he shows him this. It says, the Lord took Abram outside. Now, where was Abram? He was in a tent. He was four walls. His vision was limited because he had a lid on him. He had four walls of a tent around him. And so his vision was limited. He couldn't see very far. He could only see to here to the other side of the tent. And so he said to him, he took him outside and he said, look up into the sky and count the stars if you can. I remember years ago, I had a good friend named Brian, and his family owned some property, and it went up on a ridge of a mountain in western North Carolina. And when we got up there, there was this clearing, and we parked his Jeep, and we got out, and we laid on the hood of this Jeep, and we looked up, and it was one of those nights where the stars were more than you could count. And I still remember that picture of kind of laying there in that Jeep and us dreaming together about all that God could do. And we were kind of inspired off of this story about the things that God could do. And it was more than we could count. And we believed it. And that's what it says about Abraham, that he looked at all those stars. And it says that the Bible says in this section of verses, it says, that's how many descendants you'll have, Abram. And it says, Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord counted it as righteousness to his faith. Can I just for a moment minister to you? And some of you are here today, and maybe you just kind of need this part of the message today, but some of you need to kind of come out of your tent and expand your vision again. Maybe you've been beat up in 2019. Maybe you had low-key depression. Maybe you had something that went against you. Maybe there was some breakups, some hard places in your life. And you need to believe again what God wants you to, wants to do in your life. You got to come out of that tent. You need to look up today. Some things that you've been praying about may seem too big. You may be looking and thinking, well, there's no way God can do all of that. Some of you are thinking that what God wants to do in your life and what He's speaking to you for you is out of reach or too difficult. Maybe you feel like that breakthrough that you need in your life is just too hard. It's probably not going to happen. And you're inside the tent. You're limited on your vision. Maybe you've been praying for something for many years and it hasn't happened, and you're in the tent. I believe God wants you to come out of that tent. I believe God wants you to get your eyes off the problem and begin to look to the heavens again. We need to get a vision on what God can do, not on what I can do. And so if you're that person here today that needs to dream again, that word is for you. Look up today. See the stars. Get a vision of your future. Dream big. God can do what we cannot do. Amen? So Abram believed the Lord. He believed Him. It was in his heart. It was deep inside of him. The vision was now in his heart. And so in Genesis chapter 17, 3, it says, "At this, Abram fell face down on the ground, and God said to him, 'This is my covenant with you.'" A covenant is a promise. It's a contract. When God says, "I promise," you are guaranteed it's going to happen. But He said, "This is my covenant with you. I will make you a father of a multitude of nations." That was the promise to Abram. Verse 5 says, "What's more," He said, "I'm changing your name. It will no longer be Abram. Instead, you will be called Abraham, for you will be the father of many nations." God asked Abram to call himself by his promises. He was to do this by declaring every time he spoke his name, "I'm the father of multitudes. I'm the father of multitudes." You see, God had to move it from his heart to his mouth. There's something about what's in your heart has to be spoken. There's something about what's inside of you has to be declared. It adds faith to it, and your words become life to you, and you end up eating the fruit of what you say. And so he said to Abram, "You need to stop saying your past and start speaking about your future." The word Abram, look at this, next slide. The word Abram means exalted father. Good name, great name. Like, I'd be pretty settled with that. Exalted father. But God said, "That's not your future." Abram means the father of multitude. That means every time Abram went into his community and someone introduced themselves, he would introduce himself. And he would say, "Hey, I'm Abraham, father of multitude. How you doing today? Hey, what's your name, father of multitude? What's your name? How are you doing today? Great. What's your name? Let me introduce myself. My promise from God is I'm a father of multitude. How's your day? My promise is God's going to fulfill because I've been declaring it." You see, God had to get him to declare it over and over and over and repeat it. Anytime someone walked up to Abram and had his new name, called him Abraham, how would you like for everyone else to repeat your destiny to you? Everyone else began to declare, "Well, that's who you are." Listen, we need some friends in our life who will declare what God's going to do and get off the problem. So if you're in a life group and you sign up and someone's belly aching about all their problems, you need to speak to the potential of what God can do. Help your friend out. Help a brother out. Tell them to wash out that mouth. Hey, you can be like your pastor. Listen, your pastor stopped cussing this week. I was cursing myself. Tell your friends. Speak your promise. Speak God's destiny over your life. The weight of our words. Hey, just two quick points as I get ready to close. One is align your thoughts and your conversations around what God can do in the future and not on your current circumstances. So in your day-to-day life, those passing moments, Break a habit of that negativity. Break a habit of limiting what God can do. Stop complaining. Stop speaking negatively. Stop criticizing. Stop reinforcing the problems and start praising instead of complaining. Start speaking with faith. Start establishing your future with your words. Amen? Daily. Number two, declare God's promises. Intentionally declare God's promises over your life, your church, your family. Intentionally. So what I've done today is I've written out a few declarations. And so we're going to declare these together as a statement of faith, declaring what God is going to do. We're going to use the name Abraham in a way. In other words, we're going to say what God is going to do. And then I'm going to show you a few things that you can declare over your own life so that you will begin to let your words line up with what God is saying. Declarations are powerful. The Bible says, declare a thing and it'll be established. So I want to declare a thing. You want to declare a few things with me? Let's put the first one on the screen. Let me read it to you, and then we're going to read it together after that. So let me read this first. I declare incredible blessings over Life Church, its ministry, staff, and all who call Life Church home. I declare we will see an explosion of God's goodness, a sudden widespread increase of grace. We'll experience the surpassing greatness of God's favor. It will elevate us higher than we've ever dreamed. I speak spiritual growth, passion, and momentum over our church for 2020. Everybody say so.
Yeah.
Let it be so. Let it be so. All right, so I'm going to read at a pace that we can all read together. And then we'll just declare it. Nope. We're going to read the first one together. Ready? I declare incredible blessings over Life Church, its ministry, staff, and all who call Life Church home. I declare we will see an explosion of God's goodness, a sudden widespread increase of grace. We will experience the surpassing greatness of God's favor. It will elevate us higher than we've ever dreamed. I speak spiritual growth, passion, and momentum over our church for 2020. Come on, church, say that with a clap. I believe it. I believe it. The second declaration for our church. Let me read it to you. I declare Life Church will help people find life in Jesus. God's vision for us to grow and become a church of 1,000 is right in front of us. I declare our password, Life 1000. Just a quick explanation. Last week in my ramblings, I revealed to you our church password to some stuff. It's all changed now. But I just thought it was... So just in a funny way, our password for this year is Life 1000 because we believe God has spoken that to us. Go watch last week's message. You can learn more about it. But I declare our password, Life 1000. This is our year of breakthrough in numbers of salvation, people finding freedom, attendance, and finances. I declare that we will have every resource we need to build our new building. I declare God is going to do more than we can ask or think in 2020. Amen. All right, let's say so together. Let's say so together. One, two, three. I declare Life Church will help people find life in Jesus. God's vision for us to grow and become a church of 1,000 is right in front of us. I declare our password, Life 1000. This is our year of breakthrough in numbers of salvation, people finding freedom, attendance, and finances. I declare we will have every resource we need to build our new building. I declare God's going to do more than we can ask or think in 2020. Amen? So good. Woo! See, we put our faith with what God wants. God is speaking, and we just want to say what He's saying. Hey, I want to personalize it for you. Three places for you just to declare over your life. And so I'll read these to you, and then you can claim these in your life. You can speak them over your life. So the first one here is about your health. And so let me read this to you. Some of you may be here, and you've been working through different health issues in your life. And so this is a great declaration, but I'll read it. I declare I will walk in ever-increasing health. My best days of health are in front of me. I'm making good decisions in my eating, exercise, and sleeping. I declare that every sickness, disease, cancer, ache, and pain are broken off of my life. I receive divine healing today. Amen. Amen. Do you want to say that one too? You're like, hey, let's say it. Let's believe it. Let's do it. Come on. One, two, three. I declare I will walk in ever-increasing health. My best days of health are in front of me. I'm making good decisions in my eating, exercise, and sleeping. I declare that every sickness, disease, cancer, ache, and pain are broken off of my life, and I receive divine healing today. Come on. Give Jesus a little praise. I say so to that. The next one over marriage and family. Let me read it. I declare my marriage is growing stronger and our commitment to love and care for one another is increasing. We will serve the Lord together, laugh together, support one another, dream together, and stay connected romantically. I declare our best days are ahead of us. Amen. Amen. You with me on that, babe? Love it. Let's read this out, especially if you're married. Read it louder, all right? So, one, two, three. I declare my marriage is growing stronger and our commitment to love and care for one another is increasing. We will serve the Lord together, laugh together, support one another, dream together, and stay connected romantically. I declare our best days are ahead of us. So, love it. Hey, one last one. Breakthroughs and answered prayers, miracles. Let me read this to you. I declare nothing is impossible for God. He is the God of breakthrough and a miracle worker. He is the God Almighty who hears and answers all of my prayers. I declare every supernatural breakthrough, answered prayer, and miracles are on its way in 2020. Let's read it together. Ready? I declare nothing is impossible for God. He is the God of breakthrough and a miracle worker. He is the God Almighty who hears and answers all of my prayers. I declare every supernatural breakthrough, answered prayer, and miracles are on its way in 2020. Come on, church, give that a great clap. Amen. Amen. I have those printed up for you if you want a copy of that. Greg, help me out. Where are those copies? On that table right there. So if you want a copy of those declarations, you can put them on your refrigerator and you can declare God's promises for our church and God's promises for your life. And that'd be great. Amen, church. Amen. Everybody say so. Amen. Hey, if you're here today and you've never said yes to Jesus Christ as your Savior, we started this whole thing out today that the redeemed of the Lord say so. The redeemed, that means that those who have accepted the grace of Jesus Christ in our life, those who have recognized their need for a Savior, those who have said, I cannot live perfectly. I need help from God. There's only one way to find peace with the Father above, and that's by believing in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. In order for you to be able to say so, you have to say yes to Jesus today. And so I want to just give you an opportunity to say, I believe in Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And so I'm going to invite you to just bow your heads. And Father, in this moment, this ministry moment where we reflect on our own life and we come to a point where we say, God, I need a Savior. And Lord, if there are people in this house today that have never said yes to Jesus, would you let this be the moment that they say yes to Jesus? It'll be the greatest decision they've ever made. It was the best decision I've ever made. So let's all say this prayer. And if you've never said yes to Jesus, this is your prayer of yes. Let's all say this together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. He died for my sins, rose from the grave to prove he was God. Today is my yes. I believe in Jesus as my Savior. In Jesus' name, and all the redeemed said, amen. And so, amen. Church, I love you. God bless. Take it away, Eli.
Wow. Incredible message. Who's having a good Sunday so far? Yes. Who needed those declarations over your life? Was I the only one who needed those, or anyone else? A few of you guys? All right, cool. Just making sure we're all on the same page here. Hey, welcome to church. If this is your first time, I just want to say welcome home. I'm so excited that you are here today. You came on an exciting day. We've got life group sign-ups. We're talking about vision, declaring things over your life. Like, you could not have picked a better day to come today. So great job being here today. Come back next week as well, and the next week, and the next week. We want to see you there. But yes, we still make sure that you feel welcome home today. And right after service, our pastors, Tim and Harriet Blevins, they're going to be in the lobby out there, and they would love to just to get to know you, shake your hand, hear how you heard about church, and they just want to feel like make you feel welcomed as well. So go out there, say hello to them. Also at this time, if you have a Connect card at your seat, I'm going to ask that every single person take one of these, and we're going to fill it out together. So that is everyone. So that means that there should be about 300 of these turned in the offering containers in a few minutes. But also on the back, there is a place for prayers and praises. And we take prayer very seriously around here, so much so that we set aside our Wednesday nights in order to do it. But as a staff, we do as well. And so whenever these come in, we specifically pray over your needs every single week. And so you have a church that is roaring behind you through the week. Whenever you're at your work, we're praying for you. Whenever you're at school, we're right there praying for you as well. So write this down in faith, knowing that you have a staff that cares for you and believes in you. Okay. Also, there's a place for praises as well. Put it on there. We're going to celebrate with you. We want to celebrate with you and make you feel so good about the praises that have come through. So maybe next week your prayer can be turned into a praise. Amen? Amen. So at this time, I'm going to invite our ushers to come forward. And there's going to be three ways to give today as well. As we receive our tithes and offerings, there is going to be, of course, online. There is on our app. And there is right here as the containers come across today. So I'm going to pray for our offering. I'm also going to pray for every single person who wrote down a prayer request today. So if you wrote down a prayer request or are writing one down, I'm just going to ask you just kind of lift it up in the air just a little bit, just as a sign that says, God, I'm giving you this. I'm giving you my prayers for the day. Or if you came up to the front today and had prayer as well, just maybe raise your hand to that for Will, and I'm going to pray over you guys, and I'm going to pray over the offering as well. So Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for a new year. Thank you for 2020, Lord. Lord, right now, I just pray for each and every person who is giving today, Lord God. Bless them. Bless them just so much, Lord God. Lord, I also pray for every single person who has a prayer request, Lord, that I wrote down, Lord God. Lord, we thank you so, so much, Lord, that you're going to move in their life, Lord God. So bless them. Heal them. Make their ways right, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. You guys can come on up. Who's coming first?
Yeah, I feel like, I really felt like the Lord had kind of an addendum for me to share. Just like he put this in my spirit so strong and toward the end of when Tim was speaking. And I feel like that some of you have hated your life for so long. Like you really hate your own life. Like you get up every day and you're just like, oh, nothing has changed. Everything's still the same. And I feel like God said today that just like when he asked blind Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? That he wants you to come to him and ask him for exactly what it is you think that you want to make your life better. Put it into words. Not just, God, I hate my life, fix it. But get specific. Get specific. God, I want you to give me and my husband the best years of our marriage we have ever had. God, I want you to return our prodigal son, our prodigal daughter. I want you to restore them to you, Jesus. I want you, God, to bring me the healthiest year of my life. Find your words. You know how we tell little kids, use your words? Use your words. When you go home and you start praying about this message, use your words to ask God for what it is you want. Some of you have not even thought about what you want in so long because all of it seems just awful and messed up. But God wants you to go, this is what I'm declaring. This is what I'm receiving. This is what is my inheritance, and put your words to it. Amen. Amen.
There you go. Put your words to it. Hey, guys, I've got a couple quick announcements for you guys. The first one is we have life group signups outside. How many of you guys saw all the tables out there for signups? Nice. Hey, I encourage you guys, go get signed up.
Sign up for my group.
Sign up for Travis's group. He's got a men's group.
Sign up for my group.
Sign up for one of my young adult or college groups. There's plenty. There's 21, 22 groups out there. Find your tribe of people, okay? Find those people that you can speak life with as well. You can't do all this that we're talking about. It's hard to do it alone, right? Yes. It's hard to be in isolation, right? Get yourself in a tribe. Get yourself in community, okay? That starts today. Also, we have Flourish coming up in just a few weeks. All the ladies. So if you're a lady in the house, which is, again, not me and Travis, but there's a lot of other ladies here. Flourish, you can sign up online. It's February 28th and 29th. Get yourself there, ladies. Guys, you can be on security with me or something like that, and we can help maybe park some cars. I don't know if you want to come, but we're not coming to Flourish to learn. That's for the ladies. But Travis, we do have something for the men. Tell us a little bit about it.
So where's all the guys at? Oh, that was bad. Where's all the guys at?
Right here.
All right. How many of you like chili and wings? Woo! So even if you don't cook it, you can come and eat it, okay? So we need all kinds of judges to come and eat and tell us who the winner of the chili cook-off is going to be. So
what do we have here?
We have our winner of the wing cook-off.
I'll take it. This
Which
is the only
is not
time you're seeing me in an apron, Amanda. This is it.
This will not be me. I can promise you that, but I will judge. So this coming Saturday at Hugh McCrae Park, shelter number 4, from 2 to 4 p.m.,
That's right.
We want the guys there to come out and enjoy a time of food.
That's right.
Fellowship.
That's right.
And fun.
That's right.
All right.
I like that. The three F's. Food, the fellowship, and fun. That's easy to remember.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. And isn't there a prize as well?
There is. Whoa. So besides this and the bragging rights, the grand prize winner is going to get a $200 grill
Woo!
To take home with them that day. So guys, if that's not enough reason to sign up, I don't know what is.
That's right. And ladies, you want your man to win because then he'll grill for you.
Yeah, but they can't come.
Grill,
make sure
and you don't
they
have to cook
come.
Night. So there you go.
We can't go to Flourish, so they can't come to this.
Yes, exactly. So you can grill while they're at Flourish. Grill them dinner so when they come home from Flourish, there's dinner there. Awesome. Guys, hey, thank you so much again for being here. I'm going to ask that we all just stand together. I'm going to take this apron off because we all know that I cannot even make a sandwich. So Lord help me. And we're going to declare this verse together when it comes on the screen. It's Ephesians 3:20, and this is just really just kind of a little bit what we've been going through today, declaring it. So I'm just going to ask you to just raise a hand to the sky, or maybe hold it, your hands, like I like to say, hold it like you're holding a pizza box, something like that. And we're going to declare this together. And it says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power at work within us. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, I just come in agreement with each and every person that declared that over their life and all the other declarations today, Lord God. Bless each and every person here, Lord God. Guide their steps into blessings, Lord. We thank you for this year. We thank you for this Sunday. In Jesus' name, we all said together, church, amen. Amen.